On now with Upperman Lady B softball head coach Dustin Williams. Coach, first off, big win over DeKalb on Monday. Kind of talk about that game first. What did you see from your team that you really liked in that game?
It was a big win for our program. Coach Fish over at DeKalb County does a phenomenal job, and you always know that you're going to get a really hard-fought game when you play those guys. I was really proud of our girls fighting through a little adversity. We had one of our starters go down before the game with sickness. She was throwing up, going to try to play, and she was not able to play. She continued to throw up, so we had to make some last-minute changes in our lineup, and the girls didn't even act like it fazed them whatsoever. They come out, and we got started on really fast, played really good defense in the top of the first, and Mel Pride made a great play with two outs to get us out of the inning. Come in and scored six runs in the bottom of the first and kind of never looked back after that. So just really proud of our girls fighting through that adversity and being able to come in and really attack and play with a sense of urgency.
You mentioned Mel Pride, and that's actually a perfect segue to this next question. I feel like she gets a lot of attention because of her bat, and rightfully so. She's one of the best hitters, not just on your team. I feel like in the entire Upper Cumberland, she's one of the best. I feel like her fielding often goes overlooked, though. She's made some really good plays over there at third. Tell me, how much have you seen her grow over there defensively over the course of this year?
Well, I mean, we had high expectations when she came into our program. She started from day one as a freshman at third base. She has a tremendous glove and a tremendous work ethic. She's always smiling and having a good time and having a really positive attitude. But what we've seen is her ability to continue to make play after play after play. And when she, you know, has a mess up or maybe commits an error, doesn't fill the ball cleanly, she just flushes it and lets it go and moves on to the next play. So she's able to do that really well, but she does a really good job for us. She plays fearless. When you play third base in high school softball, you get a lot of really hard hit shots, especially when someone like Reagan's pitching, who's putting it in at about 60, it comes off the bat hot. So she's done a really good job of just playing with a lot of grit at third base and playing fearless.
One thing I noticed in watching this team play and watching you coach specifically on Monday was that, you know, obviously in a game where it seems like just about everything went right for you, you're still looking for things that you could do better. You mentioned the one girl for the cab that got on base all four times that she was up at the plate. Is that one thing that makes this team great is the fact that even on the days where everything seems to go right, you're still looking for ways to improve?
We've never played a perfect game, and to my knowledge, it's never been done before, but we're always chasing it. You know, that's the fun thing about coaching and playing high school sports, especially high school softball, is that every day that you show up at the field, it's a different day. So, I mean, whatever's happened previously, you know, it may not be that way. That's what we constantly are harping on our team about playing with urgency, is because nothing's guaranteed. We might show up and be able to play really good in the field one day, but not our hitting may be a tick off, or vice versa. We may be hitting it all over the place, but not making routine plays. So to answer your question, we're just always looking in our program to get better, because I feel like there's only two ways you can go. You can progress or you can regress, and we're going to constantly try to progress. And I think we've done that throughout the year. We keep the same three things every game. We want to make routine plays on defense. We want to put the ball in play very aggressively on offense, and we want to always play with a sense of urgency, and that's what we always are talking about. So if we can be able to do those things, I feel like we have the opportunity to be successful on any given night.
One other thing that really sticks out about this team, and it almost sounds kind of cliche to say this, but I feel like great teams, one thing they all have in common is they all enjoy playing with one another. And I feel like that's one thing that a complete stranger could watch this team and could tell. These girls really enjoy playing with each other. How much more fun does that make coaching this team when you have a group of athletes that really enjoy playing with each other?
Well, Rusty, to be honest with you, you've got to kind of build that culture. Coaching multiple sports and boys and girls, everybody attacks it a little bit differently, but you know, the one thing that I really have realized with girls more so than guys is they got to feel good to play good. You know, guys are more play good to feel good. So the girls have to have that good feeling to go out and play good. And not all of them. I'm not saying that's for everybody, but that's something I've really noticed as more of a, for females than males. And what we just try to do is when they step into the program, when they step onto the field, we have to flush anything else that's happening at the time and have to play for each other. Because at the end of that day, if you have one small spot of cancer, it's going to grow. And we can't allow that to happen inside of our organization. So we just constantly are trying to talk about, you know, it being a team, you know, approach instead of an individual approach. And the girls do like each other. Now, I'm not saying everybody's best friends, everybody hangs out on the weekends and goes and watches movies together, but for the most part, they do enjoy being around each other, and I've seen really good teams are the ones that do that, and the teams that could be good or maybe good one day but not the next, those are the ones that play more individually, and we're just always trying to play as a team and trying to make sure that we try to build that inside of our program and make sure that we're constantly trying to grow that support system.